Hello, and welcome into the light this New Year's Eve. I'm Catherine Michelle. The best of 2004 will be our program tonight. We'll hear a few of my favorite pieces from the past year's Into the Light broadcasts. The four pieces I've chosen will each be from a different century, and each will also be from a different country. We'll begin with a mid-20th century orchestral overture from the British composer Doreen Carwithen. Then we'll hear the lovely piano trio of 19th century German composer Clara Schumann. After that, we'll hear a 21st century American piece for violin and orchestra by Libby Larson, and we'll end with a little Cecilienne for cello and piano by the 18th century Austrian Maria Theresa von Paradis. Doreen Carwithen, our first composer, was born in 1922 in Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. She learned piano and violin at her mother's knee, then entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she also learned cello. After winning all composition prizes at the Academy, she became a sub-professor of composition there from 1946 to 48. Her first orchestral work was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra in 1947, with Sir Adrian Bolt conducting. It was a great success, and many performances and broadcasts followed. Carwithen wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for the coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. After her marriage to the composer William Alwyn, who had been her teacher at the Royal Academy, Carwithen retired from composing and devoted herself to promoting her husband's music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. Here are her notes for the overture Bishop Rock. The Bishop Rock Lighthouse stands at the furthermost point in England. Its lonely tower is the last sight the seafarer has of land, and, to the traveler from the New World, is a symbol of welcome after the bleak waters of the Atlantic. The overture is an impression of the thoughts stimulated by the lighthouse and depicts Bishop Rock in storm and calm. It begins with a strong repeated motive on the horns, which suggests the intermittent flashing of the light over a stormy sea. After a brief exposition, this is followed by a long phrase on the violins, accompanied by horns, which rises and sinks like the surge of the Atlantic swell. The music grows to a climax and gradually subsides to a gentle transformation of the theme. It suggests the sea gently lapping against the rocks. A rhythmic figure on the cellos and basses disturbs the calm, and the music develops to a strong recapitulation of the lighthouse theme. Let's hear it now with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Richard Hickox.